Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 13, 2020. Natural Resource Commission meeting, October 2020. The Natural Resource Commission met on October 8, 2020. The meeting was held at the Butch Olufsen Shooting Range in Polk City. Teleconference participation was also available. The following topics were among those discussed. Remarks, Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon and Conservation and Recreation Division Interim Director Tammy Crosman both gave updates on various topics, including derecho damage, legislative priorities, and license fee revenues. Donations approved. The Commission approved a total of $36,000 in donations. The donations ranged from $20 to $25,000 with a median of $150. Contracts approved. The following contracts were approved. A contract with Hunt Farms Partnership for land management activities in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $118,000. The program extends from October 16, 2020 to October 1st, 2023 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, Iowa Habitat Access Program, IHAP. A contract with Mike Bryce for land management activities in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $43,000. The contract extends through 2029 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, IHAP. A contract with Robert Palmer for land management activities in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $56,000. The contract extends through 2027 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, IHAP. A contract with Thomas Masterson for land management activities in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $55,000. The contract extends through 2030 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, IHAP. A contract with the G. Allen Heston Trust for land management activities in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $35,000. The contract extends through 2030 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, IHAP. A contract with Belden Logging Incorporated for hardwood timber harvest in Stevens State Forest. The contract amount is for $50,000. The contract extends through 2022 and income will be deposited in the Conservation Fund Forestry. A contract with Iowa State University for partnership using student labor at the State Forestry Nursery. The amount is not to exceed $120,000. The contract extends through June 30, 2021 and is funded through the general fund. A contract with Trees Forever Incorporated for a partnership on forestry. The amount is not to exceed $435,000. The contract runs through 2022 and is funded through the General Fund 50% and the U.S. Forest Service Federal Funds 50%. A contract with Visual Labs Incorporated for body cameras for State Park Bureau officers. The amount is not to exceed $46,000. The contract runs through 2022 and is funded through the general fund. A contract with Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine for chronic wasting disease testing assessments. The amount is not to exceed $99,000 and is funded by a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. A contract with the University of Montana for deer density energy reduction efforts. The amount is not to exceed $174,000. The contract runs through 2021 and is funded by a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. A contract with Shive Hattery Agriculture and Engineering for a dredging feasibility study at Silver Lake in Delaware County. The amount is not to exceed $204,000. The contract runs through October 2021 and is funded through the Lake Restoration Program. Public land acquisitions. The following public land acquisitions were approved. A total of 91 acres near Yellow River State Forest. The purchase price of $290,000 will be funded through proceeds from the Lester Heights facility sale, $211,000, and the Resource Enhancement and Protection, REAP, fund, $79,000. A total of 134 acres near West Fork Wildlife Management Area. The purchase price of $139,000 will be funded through the Palo Alto Pheasants Forever, Kossuth Pheasants Forever, North American Wetlands Conservation Act, Prairie Lakes, and the Wildlife Habitat Stamp. A total of 36.5 acres near Stevens State Forest. The purchase price of $80,000 will be funded through REAP. Construction projects. A contract of $141,000 was approved for hail damage repair at Lacey Keosauqua State Park. REAP grants. The following projects from the REAP fund were approved. A total of $1.8 million in city parks and open spaces grant funding, and a total of $962,000 for county conservation account grant funding. The next meeting will be held on November 11, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Rodrigo Acevedo, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6764, and Joe Simpson at 515-725-2251.